do a drop throw.
Soda pop radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda pop radio.
What's up, guys? This is Altec with Soda Pop right now. In the mix, we're going to start off. We're going to start the night off with some Adventure Club. Then we're going to move into some other fresh stuff. Gonna start off with that Kaboom Adventure Club. We got an interview with Ashley of Cloud later on, so stay tuned.
I am Heavy Weapons Guy. He's my new weapon. Kaboom! Kaboom!
Cloud. First of all, where is the other half of Cloud tonight?
He couldn't make it. He does not have a vehicle. He's like out in Blaine or somewhere like that.
Okay, all right. That's
he's listening though.
What's up, man? Reasonable enough. How did you meet James?
I actually met him, of course, through Facebook. I've only lived in Minneapolis for a year, and then I was into the scene before I moved here and then started going to shows. And then it was weird because I actually had music of his on my iPod before I even really connected that when I started talking to him. So we started talking on, like, Facebook chat. And then I was like, hey, if you ever need someone to do vocals, hit me up. So then I was like, yeah. And then we just started talking and then worked on a track together, and then he's just like, hey, we're going to be a duo, and you're going to learn how to DJ, and I was like, okay.
Nice. What's it like working with him? Because it seems like he's at least fairly established.
Yeah, it was Yeah, it's been great. He's taught me a lot already. And I don't know, we work really well together. Like, our biggest problem is, like, being awake at the same time because he, like, stays up all night and then, like, sleeps all day. And then I have a job during the day. So we're just, like, always trying to, like, that's our only issue, as weird as that sounds.
Scheduling is an issue. this is one question that I've always wondered because have you heard of Clapex?
Yeah.
With Sarah Kay? Okay, that's what came to mind because when I was listening to them once, I was like, I wonder what it's like for her to be working in a male-dominated genre.
Yeah.
Is that odd, or do you have anything to say about that at all?
There's two sides to it. It's pretty awesome because obviously there's not as many girls in the scene out there DJing and doing whatever, so it's pretty cool. You feel kind of powerful in that sense. But then on the other hand, it's like, oh, are these people going to take me seriously? They're just like, oh, this little blonde girl doing this or whatever. But no, it's kind of like it's good and bad.
I would think you would. Yeah. Has that impacted anything in terms of, like, deals for you at all, positively or negatively?
Not yet. People definitely have, like, found it a little more interesting. But still, we're still trying to get to the point because James has, like, his followers from before.
Right.
And we're still trying to, like, hit it out that, like, hey, there's a girl here, too, now. It's not just James. So that's, like, one of the things.
Right.
But, yeah.
And as you coming in, you know, to the mix with James, you know, Cloud and all of that, has that propelled success? Has that added to the success of the group, for him, for you?
I think so far, just because we're not just DJing, we're also doing live vocals. So it brings something different to the table, and not many people are doing that.
Right.
So
right.
I think that definitely makes a difference.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Who would you like to work with? And why?
I'm trying to think. James was telling me who he wanted to work with. Oh, Current Value. He didn't even tell me why. He's like, just say it. So I was like, okay. That's someone he really wants to work with. I don't know if you ever heard of Mutrix.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's in that mix that he sent me.
Really? Okay, because he does, like,
so.
A lot of really good tracks with vocals on it, so it'd be really cool to work with him on something, because every track he does with vocals, I just love, so that'd be really cool.
And I guess, to piggyback off of that, have you worked with anyone other than James in doing this?
Before James, I tried working with people just, like, I used to post stuff on, like, YouTube of, like, piano covers I did of, like, EDM, whatever.
Right.
And then some people would hit me up on YouTube and, like, ask me to try to work on a track, but, like, nothing ever actually went through. So, like, we tried to do it, but I never finished anything with anything.
Okay.
Yeah. I would like to hopefully do some collabs in the future, though.
Yeah, that's the two of you for you.
Yeah.
I guess you already answered this one. I was going to ask what brought you into the scene. You know, we'll try it anyways. What actually brought you in? What's keeping you here?
I used to be big into, like, rock and alternative rock, and then I was just some, like, little music blogs and just looking through, and then I ran into some, like, electronic music, and I'm like, ooh, what's this? And then I really liked it. So then I just kind of became obsessed. And then I went to my first show, and then I was just like, okay, I love this.
Okay, who's your first show, Steve?
It was Bass Nexus.
Wow, that's a good way to start.
Yeah, I was like, I've seen him so many times now, he's always around. But yeah, it was a great show, and then I went to the first year of Electric Forest, and then, like, ever since then, it's like, no going back.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is. It's just a bug, and once you catch it, it's an addiction. It's an addiction.
It is, yeah, definitely.
Let's see, influences. Who are your biggest influences?
Someone I love and, like, have never gotten the pleasure to see is Nero, and I really like.
You've never seen Nero?
No, I know, everyone's like, oh my gosh. I lived in Fargo, like, up until last September, so anytime I was going to a show, I was, like, traveling down here or whatever, and there's not very many shows in Fargo. Now it's getting better, but.
Came from Fargo, that's interesting.
Yeah, so the scene was, like, really small, and I felt like a loner because no one else listened to that there, and I was just like, come on, like, get down to this. And everyone's like, oh, we're gonna listen to country and whatever.
Oh.
I'm just like, no.
Look at the shot, guys.
Yeah. So I got some of my friends into it. Other ones are just like, ah, this gives me anxiety. So many noises going on.
Anxiety.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah.
Well, seeing as they haven't seen Nero, I'm going to recommend that you see Nero.
That's what everyone says. It's on my list, but I just haven't had the chance yet. Hopefully, if someone would bring them to me after this sometime.
I feel like that's a shout out.
Do it.
Mr. Nate consistently on my list. This guy. Okay, I have some random questions I thought of here that were interesting. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Chicken.
Why?
Don't ask questions.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Alright, that works for me. And this one I was really curious to see what you would say. So, you're on a desert island and you have one CD. What is it and why? What is so great about that CD?
Is it allowed to be a CD that I made myself?
I don't know.
Is there rules for this question?
Can I get rolling?
Can I make my own CD?
It has to be an original album CD.
No!
Not a mixed CD.
I want to make a mix because I got to have a little bit of everything.
I think Nate's going to rule on this one.
You suck. I don't know. That's hard because I listen to mostly electronic music, but then sometimes I'm like, I need to listen to something else. I don't know, maybe like Bob Marley so I can just chill.
Okay.
I don't know.
There's nothing against that.
No,
Bob
I mean,
Marley.
I just would prefer to mix my own CD if I'm about to get deserted.
Well, how would you know that? You don't know that you're going to go away.
From now on, I'll always carry a CD with me of my own. In case that scenario ever comes about.
Why are you carrying a CD with you all the time? Well.
Yeah. I'm going to do that.
Time. All right, cool. Well, we're going to get back into the mix for a minute. And we're going to come back, have some more questions with Ms. Ashley for a little bit here. But we're going to go into, probably should let you guys know that it's not all dubstep tonight. We've got some hard style, got a little bit of some vocal trance, some minimalist stuff. I think I'm going to stick with some layback loop and Steve Aoki turbulence for a little bit. Catch you guys in a minute.
Thank you. come, watch your echoes fly and send the speed until they reach out. I wanna play guitar in your head to rush and make your feedback to the future.
And he's actually coming to Minneapolis November 9th at Epic, along with Waka Flocka and Borgor. Also, Laidback Luke was on that song too, and he's playing October 17th also at Epic.
There you go, your local drop. Those are your local shows coming up fairly shortly here. We were talking over the break. I really didn't have any questions left. But I guess I'll just kind of shoot the shit for a minute here. I don't know. Favorite food? Favorite fruit? Pick one. Go bowl.
Mac and cheese. And every fruit's good. I don't even know. Watermelon. Like, everything's good.
Watermelon.
Grapes. Everything.
Speaking of mac and cheese, I had a whole pound of that today.
Did you? I'm jealous. I had spaghetti today. Oh, yeah. I could tell you all the links to our...
Oh, yeah. Big shout-out. Go for it.
All right. So our Facebook page is Cloud Music Official. And then another thing to check out is our SoundCloud that has a lot of our music out there. And that's just also just search Cloud Music Official and you'll find us. We also have a Twitter. We don't use it that much, but we're on there. You can tweet at us. Cloud Music Official. Again, you can see the name. Yeah.
Should use it more. Facebook, all that stuff is on its decline. No, that should be an article about it, that Facebook is.
But what's next?
No, Twitter. Twitter
really?
Is the next blow up.
I got Twitter a while ago, I've been using it, and I'm like, and then I'll like go to Facebook and use it again, and then I'm like,
Well, I mean, like, here's I check my Twitter, and I see like all the celebrities that I follow and whatnot.
Yeah, I follow a lot of artists. That's
yeah,
nice.
I mean, so do I. But they're constantly posting stuff. I check Facebook.
That's true.
Not so much, and I think
we're kind of opposite right now.
Yeah.
We don't have a very good following on Twitter, so follow.
Follow them, fellas.
We also have an Instagram. I don't think we really post on that.
Oh, that shit! You really should post.
I forget about Instagram. What's that?
Yeah, Instagram, I do have an Instagram. I think I have all the blessed posts on there.
I know. I have, like, a Team Cloud Instagram. I don't know what happened to that. I see a Spice Girl. What
not
is
mine.
It?
It's not mine. It's not
whatever,
party.
That is your
Spice. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. No, I'm actually looking for... There's an Adventure Club song, an Adventure Club remix of Britney Spears' is called Not Stop Listening to It.
Really? I don't think I've heard that.
You haven't heard it? Well, I'm going to refresh the page. I'm not sure what's going to happen if I do. So, give me like 2 seconds. We're going to do this.
Oh.
Yeah, it's getting crafty. Gotta get things done.
Technology.
I know. Hold on, I can start. Let's see what technology.
I know. Eat it.
We're all addicted to it in one way or another.
Just the action of looking at the sun and seeing it with our eyes.
Oh, yeah. What's the... I mean, we're going to talk about this. We got to kill time. What's your day? Like, what have you been up to?
I went to work. And then I came home and worked on a mix, which was pretty fun. I'm playing, like, my own little thing in a couple weeks. So.
Where at?
This is, like, the weekly Tuesday nights at Barfly. It's called Amplitude. But they do electronic music every Tuesday. So then they just have, like, a bunch of local artists that come in and play.
I feel like I've heard of it, actually.
Yeah, the one this week was cool. Ganja White Night with Fancy.
Oh, man.
Which
my
was
buddy,
like,
buddy golf. He's
amazing. But yeah, that was really cool.
And I wanted to say,
for a Tuesday night, like our Tuesday night, like crazy. It's so good to see that many people out.
That was your Tuesday night?
Well, not mine.
That was like,
I mean, like Minneapolis's Tuesday night scene, like for the electronic music scene, is crazy.
That makes sense. I can subscribe to that.
Yeah. I wasn't saying
I don't even think you were saying you owned it. I was just trying to think who we would. All right,
yeah.
Dropping. Well, we're going to drop back into the mix real quick here for a minute with some Roscoe. Hold on. All right, guys, I am so sorry. I almost forgot that we have an hour-long mix from our guest, Cloud, tonight. So I'm going to cue that up real quick. Probably going to finish off our set with this. So it was good rocking with y'all. Stick with the Soda Pop. This is Altec checking out.
Comes out and you're feeling grimy. Then it's time for the vitamin IV. Stick that in your system, then you better listen. Let your mind start to vibrate.
Inside, I'm keeping your hype, and I'm ready to blow like dynamite. I got a boss, so listen for the grimy vibes. Turn you upside down, fit side tonight. Now your mind's all messed up. There's only one thing you can do to rescue your sense, love. Feel the vibrations making you sweat, then skank out hard to the next drop.
Yeah.
We bust out downtown, yeah, we kick around the bounce, the whole time. to play. Tearing your limbs off one by one, I won't hold back when I'm stuck in a race. So watch your back when I'm up in a place. I'm blazing eggs, we're popping your face. If you can't stand that, don't hold back, say. Cause we got the whole BIP bait. Top up, stuck to the rim. My eyes are red when I'm talk on a thing. Like that smoke, then roll up another one. Do not slack, please roll up another block before my mind starts to play tricks inside. Let's get high and keep up the vibe. Some say it's alright, but really,
it's a nuclear device.
Yeah.
floor shake. We'll be right back.
guys, we had a request for some Adventure Club remixes. We got the Adventure Club remix of Crave You coming up in about 10 seconds
cool
here.
Shirt.
It's a cool shirt. Yeah, it is. Alright, how are we all feeling out there? Hopefully we're all feeling pretty good at the moment. D1 called in and needed this play for him, so here it is. Where'd you get? What's up, guys? I'm thinking I want to hear some more Adventure Club. I hope you guys do, too. I'm going to hit you with the remix of Till the World Ends by Britney Spears, and then we're going to do the second half of the Cloud Mix. So, here it is.
Never felt like this.
Guys, we're signing off right now with the second half of Cloud's Mix. Peace.
no matter what act.
The way, yo.
You can't go.
Told I have 90 seconds left. Probably going to cut a little shorter than that. I'm glad you guys joined us, all two of you, I'm sure. But I had fun. Hope you had fun. Did you have fun, Ashley?
I did. Woo!
Doesn't she sound enthused? So, yeah, signing off. Catch you next Thursday. How the fuck do I sign off? And...